Hello and welcome to the Duane Morris Money and Banking Law Podcast with Joe Sylvia, brought to you by the global law firm of Duane Morris. I'm your host, Joe Sylvia. I'm a former Federal Reserve lawyer who represents banks, fintechs, and other clients on M&A, payments, and regulatory matters at Duane Morris. I'm also a core member of our banking, fintech, and digital assets and blockchain practices. The goal of the Duane Morris Money and Banking Law Podcast is to inform and educate our clients and friends on both the fundamental concepts and structure of the banking ecosystem, as well as critical developments in the law and regulation of money and banking. On this episode, we're talking about camaraderie and collegiality. Okay, so while not specifically related to money and banking, I thought it is appropriate to follow up our firm meeting that we've just closed up in Boca Raton, Florida, and follow up with a podcast about collegiality and camaraderie, because, you know, this is my second time at the firm meeting in Boca, and continually impressed with the amount of collaboration that happens within Duane Morris, and especially the collaboration that happens, you know, because of the collegiality that people here seem to have over a long-term basis. There's people that have been here for quite some time. There's people that are just getting here, but it's quite clear to see that there's something unique here with the attorneys and the staff that work together, that support each other, that come up with creative ideas and solutions for clients in every kind of facet of the law. And so I was just compelled to put together a very brief podcast just to give some thoughts on what I have seen at our firm meetings. Obviously not the confidential stuff, but some of the collegiality that I've seen just in my past year and a half or so with the firm. The firm has been great about supporting its attorneys, I think, from both the partner and associate level, and then, of course, counsel of counsel, senior counsel levels as well. But the firm has been very supportive in any number of areas, not the least of which is this podcast that you're listening to right now. So I thank the firm for that. I thank Duane Morris and the leadership for allowing us to do our jobs and allowing me to host this podcast and just try and do something a little unique that may be helpful for clients and friends of the firm. To touch a little bit on, I guess, money and banking, you know, as any firm meeting will, we went through financials, we went through, you know, positives and negatives for different facets of the business, different practice areas had, different meetings and programs that they put on. Our corporate practice group had a fantastic meeting. The banking and finance industry group, again, really solid meeting, went through some of the financials, went through some successes, had a couple of speakers, and then myself and a couple of partners actually got to put on a little bit of a trivia contest for our friends in the banking and finance group. We asked questions not only about Duane Morris lawyers and Duane Morris history, but also some substantive money and banking type questions about bank regulation and the structure of the bank regulatory agencies and so forth. So hopefully a little bit informative, a little bit nerdy, but fun for those of us in the banking and finance practice. I'm also a part of our industry group focused on fintech, which includes digital assets. But that meeting again went over some big wins for the industry group, for certain clients and certain segments of the population there. But again, we had a good bit of the conversation focused on strategies that we're seeing our clients develop and secure in the digital asset space. We've been doing quite a bit of work on, you know, putting together treasury programs for acquiring digital assets, cryptocurrencies, and so forth, developing funds that are going to be either producing ETFs or just funds to hold cryptocurrencies, investments in cryptocurrencies, supporting clients and bank clients on everything from tokenization to utilizing cryptocurrencies as collateral for traditional lending packages in the commercial space, supporting clients in working on, you know, crypto or potentially digital assets services and opportunities in the more traditional banking and financial services space. So leveraging what some of the banking agencies have come out with, and certainly what the administration has come out with in terms of a more flexible and favorable approach to digital assets. So it's really kind of a fascinating area, but it's one of these areas that just kind of took over the meeting, and people were kind of interested, and interested not only in the subject matter, but interested in the number of ways that it could potentially impact our clients, whether our clients are interested in this space, in the digital asset space or ecosystem or not. There's different ways that this is already transforming the structure of money and banking, especially in the United States, but certainly globally. So, outside of the business meetings, we had some just really fantastic dinners. The Boca was a great host for us. Fantastic dinners, fantastic networking opportunities, sometimes over cocktails, sometimes over coffee. But all in all, it's just such a great event. We had, I think our chairman said something like 90% of our global lawyers at the event in Boca. So some 700, 800 lawyers there. It was just fantastic. It was great to reconnect with some that I hadn't seen for a while, but talked to on the phone or worked with on a project. But just really, really fantastic. Had a blast. Just again, grateful to the firm for putting it together and spending the money on it, because it is expensive, but also really trying to focus a little bit more on the collegiality and the ability to, work with people we like and work with people that we consider friends in many cases. I was able to do a bit of a lunch with a group of associates, many of whom were from our Miami office, but some from other offices as well, who were curious about business development and marketing. And so they started asking me about, what things that I try and work on in this area. And so after one or two conversations, I had suggested to a couple of them, hey, let's grab a sandwich tomorrow and chat a little bit, so we don't take up the whole evening. But ended up turning into about 11 or 12 associates and myself just sitting down for lunch and kind of hashing out ideas and having, young associates ask questions about things. It's helpful to get a good perspective from them. It's a fresh perspective on things that, maybe I haven't thought about in a while, but also how to try and help develop that talent, develop that thought leadership that will be, the rising tide of the organization in the future. But another example of just how collegial the firm is and how welcoming it is for those, random lunches and dinners and cocktail hours and receptions and so forth. So a lot of really awesome stuff. And then, we concluded, and at the end of the conference or the end of the meeting, there's basically a half a day, or almost at the end of the meeting, there's a half a day where there's all bunch of activities planned, and you can sign up to play golf, you can sign up to go to the spa, to go to the beach, this and that. And there's a million different activities at Boca Raton. So people, kind of parsed out. I myself went and played golf with a couple of other folks that I have worked with in the past, and one of whom is a good friend, Charlie Ogdemeny. He's out in our Boston office and represents a couple of big banks and has some great relationships. So he and I got to connect a little bit more in person, whereas we've been working together virtually for some time now. But again, another opportunity to get to know the people that we work with on a different level and in a different kind of scenario and environment that was pretty casual and collegial and fun. Ended that Saturday with a really blowout showcase of just more collegiality and fun with our reception and dinner. We have a Duane Morris band made up of attorneys at Duane Morris with just unbelievable talent. So it was just an awesome weekend. I can't thank the firm enough for putting that together and for prioritizing that, because it does make a difference, especially in the short time after the meeting when you have follow-ups coming up and a lot of conversations, a lot of collegiality, and kind of continued opportunities to work together and opportunities at the ultimate in the ultimate scenario to serve our clients and work more effectively and more efficiently for them. Get to learn about what different clients are doing or thinking, and how there may be opportunities for them, or maybe opportunities for us to provide additional services and maybe streamline things for certain clients in a different way. So A lot of great discussion, collegiality. It was just awesome. I'll leave you with this. One of the things that I've tried to do with the podcast in terms of internal promotion is make sure people know about the podcast. And it was amazing to me in Boca how many people came up to me and said, "Hey, you're doing the podcasting. How's it going? What are you seeing in terms of viewership? Are you getting people asking you questions?" And they were all really, really positive conversations. And I had a lot of people saying, "Hey, I know I need to do a podcast episode. I know I need to get on. I just need to put it on paper what I want to talk about." And I said, You just tell me what it is and let's get on and let's talk about this, because there's any number of issues that I can see for any number of different lawyers at our firm to not only talk about their expertise, but also about big wins that they've had or potential challenges that they've had, not with clients, but with legal issues and legal matters. And while we can't provide technical legal advice on the podcast, we can kind of give a little bit of insight into areas of particular challenge that we're seeing in our everyday practices that may be applicable for our clients. So with that, I'll end this short podcast again with a thank you to Duane Morris for putting on the firm meeting, for letting us do what we do and being successful at it. And again, to firm leadership, past and present, for developing what I see as a very unique model of collegiality and collaboration within the law firm to provide even more efficient and effective solutions and legal support for our clients. And so, if you have any questions, I can't imagine you might have questions about this, but if you have any questions, you know where to get me, JSILVIA at DwayneMorris.com, or reach out to any one of your favorite Duane Morris lawyers. They'll have similar stories and camaraderie from the event. And if you can, please be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I appreciate you listening in. I know it wasn't tons of substance around money and banking this time, but from time to time, I like to just take a minute and reflect back on things that I'm grateful for and the thankfulness that I have for things like the firm meeting at Duane Morris. Got another meeting coming up in the spring, which is our partners meeting, and I'm looking forward to even more of that collegial and collaborative conversation and development. So stay tuned for new episodes coming soon. Until then, have a great one.